The Justice Department is seeking to severely limit the ability of foreign nationals to sue dictators or corporations for human rights abuses overseas. For more than two decades, victims of serious human rights abuses have used a centuries-old law to help obtain judgments. But the Justice Department is concerned those suits threaten national security, among other things. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Alien Tort Claims Act, or ATCA, was passed by the first Congress back in 1789. The act was originally drawn up to address cases involving violations of international law, issues such as piracy or attacks on foreign diplomats. But it was an obscure law, and it lay dormant for almost two centuries. That is, until 1980, when a federal court used the act to rule in favor of the family of a Paraguayan teenager who was tortured to death by a police chief. Since then, the law has been used in other human rights abuse suits filed against several dictators, including Radovan Karadzic, the Bosnian Serb leader, and former Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos. Tom Malinowski with Human Rights Watch says the alien tort law has been an invaluable tool for promoting human rights.
In some cases, it's simply the only way of holding accountable people who are responsible for grave abuses of human rights in countries where there is no rule of law because the courts are controlled by the government.
Increasingly, the alien tort law is also being used in human rights abuse cases against companies doing business overseas in countries such as Indonesia, Nigeria, and the Sudan. One of those cases is against Unocal Corporation, a California-based company that's building a gas pipeline in Burma. The 17 plaintiffs in the case are Burmese villagers working on the pipeline, who say they were subjected to forced labor, rape, torture, and threat of death at the hands of the Burmese military. Unocal denies any involvement. But Terry Collingsworth, a lawyer for five of the plaintiffs, says that Unocal knew of the alleged atrocities and should be held responsible.
You can be liable for knowingly aiding and abetting those atrocities. In the Nuremberg tribunals, a number of companies accepted slave labor from the concentration camps, and they were convicted as war criminals.
Last week, the Justice Department weighed in on the case. It filed a brief in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing that the Alien Tort Act has no place in U.S. courts because it could compromise foreign policy and national security while the country is trying to fight terrorism. Justice Department officials declined to comment on the case. But lawyer Collingsworth disputes the Justice Department's reasons for trying to scuttle the venerable law.
What we have done by suing corporations now is to sort of throw a rock at the wasp nest, that this has raised the ire of both the corporate community and also the Bush administration, which has made very clear its unhappiness with the fact that major U.S. corporations, particularly oil companies, have been sued under the ATCA.
But Thomas Niles, the president of the United States Council for International Business, applauds the move by the Justice Department. Niles says the alien tort law has made American companies doing business overseas vulnerable.
The cases have been brought against companies because the governments alleged to have committed the acts cannot be brought into U.S. courts because they have sovereign immunity. So the companies that are being sued are, in a sense, surrogates for governments that cannot be sued.
Niles says the alien tort law is being misused and running counter to how the first Congress intended it to be applied. There wasn't globalization back in the 18th century. And Professor Ruth Wedgwood, an international law specialist at Johns Hopkins University, says America is not used to being on the receiving end of international law.
There's been the recent hubbub about the Belgian courts, which have permitted a criminal suit against General Tommy Franks to go forward for the way that he fought the war in Iraq. And the U.S. government and a number of groups have been quite critical of the Belgian courts for permitting a suit to be brought there when there's perfectly good justice system here in the U.S.
Wedgwood says one thought on the Alien Tort Act is that it should only go forward when hometown justice is not available to the plaintiff. But often, that's the problem in developing countries. Oral arguments in the case are set for June 17th. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.